Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to confirm this. If anybody here, today is your first time of worshiping with us, can you indicate, let's see your hand up. Okay, just stand up on your seat. Okay. For all these ones God has brought our way today, can we clap our hands for our God? Amen. God bless you. Be seated. We welcome every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, there's a scripture. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is important. Knowledge here is revelation. One, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. That is faith. And we are here for deliverance. And it is very easy to just get into the spirit and, begin to exercise the grace around me and around us here, because the ministers are all ready too. I believe we are ready. Praise the Lord. Now, it's very easy, but let me tell you something. Praise God. The Bible says, if the Son of Man has set you free, ye shall be free indeed. But I love the way he also put it, where he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I tried to explain it several times. That scripture didn't say the truth will set you free. It said the truth will make you free. And I said, to be set free is different from to be made free. Praise God. To set you free is different from to make you free. I shared with you also some time ago when I said, I believe in divine healing. Each time sickness comes, I'll pray and God will take it away. And one day I was praying and I hate sickness. I hate it. Anybody who has been sick before, you will hate sickness. And then I knelt down in my room and I was praying against sickness. And the Lord spoke to me. I heard him loud. He said, do you want divine healing or divine health? And I say, it sounded funny. I stopped praying to ponder what I had. Not be the same thing, divine healing, divine health. Then it suddenly occurred to me that divine healing is when I am sick, God will come and heal me. But divine health is sickness will not come at all by his divine power. Oh, I want divine health. Now, there is set free and make free. To set free is when you are in bondage, the power of God will come and break it. But to be made free is that you will walk and you remain untouchable. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make, not set, shall make you free. You walk in freedom. Praise the Lord. There is discharge, and there is discharge and acquitted. Any criminal here? Any criminal? Discharge, because they are the ones that know all the language. There is discharge. When you hear a judge say, therefore I discharge him from these charges. Amen. The police will wait outside. As they come out, they call and say, let's go and rearrange the charge again. But when you hear discharged and acquitted, you become untouchable. Amen. You will walk and warn the police as they come out. Say when I hear them, I quit. Don't touch me. Praise the Lord. And I have been very worried. Take note that we are in the restoration ministry. I have been very, very worried when I look at these deliverance ministries. I only watch them through the television. And they will gather people, some of them, their services are from morning to night. And they are demonstrating the anointing. Very wonderful anointing, very interesting to see the power of God in manifestation like that. Amen. But each time I look, and I look at the people they are conducting deliverance for, all I see is they do, bah, some with their legs, some with their hand, and very anointed. And when eventually the person falls down, I hear the man of God say, "It is over. It is okay. Go and prosper. Go, you are healed. Go, you are free." Yes, praise the Lord. That thing that came there, amen. Yes, they are free for that time or for that matter. Amen. But there is no assurance. There is nothing that has been done to that person that you say is free that will stop the enemy from coming back. That is where I get worried. See? And most of these churches, they are just such clinics. Nothing more. When people have problem, they come. When people have problem, they come. Church, listen. God did not ordain that his children will be, running from post to post. From man of God to man of God. From ministry to ministry, from prophet to prophet, to receive healing and deliverance. God did not ordain it like that. But the way Christ is presented now, is he presented in a way that makes all the children of God look up to some man of God for healing, for deliverance. For whatever it is. But I stand here today by the revelation of God's salvation plan that he did not ordain it that way. The only man that we are to look up to is the man that paid the price on the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. And what we, his servants, are supposed to do, we are to point everybody to have a relationship with him through that cross. And that is the only thing that can make you free, if you have a relationship with him. Oh, that is the truth. But if you don't have a relationship with him, you will have to attach yourself with somebody who has a relationship with him. The man of God. So many people, Christianity is attachment to Christianity. Attachment. Attachment Christianity. That's why you hang the picture of your pastor in your room everywhere. That is why the name of your church means so much to you. That's why the name of your pastor is even sweeter in your mouth than the name of Jesus. Amen. See, when you come here, we want to lead you. See, I saw a young girl in my office today. She said, she's been coming to this church since 2008. And today is her first time coming to my office. And I'm asking her, why have you not, you have never entered my office till today. You say since 2008 you've been here. She said, yes. And then I will say, because I'm not a prophet, that's why you have not come to my side. And she made a statement that I love to hear from everybody. She said she has never gone to any prophet for anything, for any prayer in this church. I said, why? He said, because the same God that talks to them can talk to me too. I love that faith. I love that faith. Hallelujah. I love that faith. And she didn't come to me so that God will talk to her through me. She was confused about some things around her. She just needed counseling. Praise the Lord. And that is how it is supposed to be. Not to have all our phone numbers. When you finish with this one, you call this one. When you finish with this one, you call this one. When you finish with this one. Praise God. And you don't know there is a name all the ministers, they call you. Amen. They call you customer. They call you customer. When you are coming and inside your heart, they say, this one don't they come again. This one don't they come again. That is a man for you. Listen, church. When you come here, this God we are serving, He is real. He is real. He has ears. He hears you when you pray. Hallelujah. I have been saying it. Nobody is special because of any office you hold in the church before God. Let me tell you, that is, I am not special because I am pastor. Whoever is special before God is one who has faith and one who lives a clean Christian life. Before God, you are special. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. It is faithlessness that brings murmuring, and God hates murmuring. It is faithlessness that turns us to idolaters. And we annoy God because God does not share His glory with any man. We offend Him by it. It's faithlessness. You are special when you have faith. When this young girl was telling me, hallelujah, when she made that statement, what came to my mind? I say, this is an eagle. Some people are chickens and some are vultures. Ask your neighbor, who are you? Chicken? Vulture? Amen. Hallelujah. And when Peter preached like this on the day of Pentecost, they asked him, men and brethren, what shall we do? So what should I do? Praise the Lord. To be made free. You should ask that kind of question. And our old members have no problem. Amen. Today is deliverance. Restoration. You must be restored. There shall be restoration. That one is certain. Certain. Praise the Lord. So, in this ministry, when you have a problem, you have a need for deliverance, the first thing every deliverance minister in this church will ask you. Some of them, they even get crude about it. Immediately, you come like this. Where do you worship? Immediately, you mention the name of your church. They will say, before we pray, go and baptize. Some of them are so crude. Our deliverance ministers, very, very crude. And when you say, why? I've been baptized. They say, the wrong baptism. Go and baptize again. They don't want to even, you know, they don't have time to explain to you. No, they should take time and explain. Because it is true that almost every church, they will not accept you into their membership unless you do baptism in their own church. And so sometimes when we talk here, you want to place us like God. I say, when I moved from, when I, as a Catholic, I was baptized there. Then when I moved to Lumba Olumba, they baptized me there. Then when I left Olumba Olumba, I went to Sele. They say I must be baptized. I baptized there again. Then I left Sele. Then I decided to go to Redeem. They say I must be baptized. Then when I left Redeem in my village, I called Lagos. The church went near me in assemblies. So I can't join assemblies. Assemblies say, lie, before I take communion with them, I must baptize for assemblies. Now I come bride again and they tell me make I baptize. How many times person go baptize? Praise God. Why we emphasize baptism here is not to qualify you for anything in this church. It's not to make you a member of this church. Amen. To start with, we don't have branches. So we don't preach to have members. This ministry has gone beyond membership. This ministry is a worldwide ministry to the children of God wherever they are. Wherever they are. Wherever they are. Some people left here and they started their ministry and they are going to Bear Bride Assembly Church. And we tell them, no, people will think you are our branch. We don't have branches. You don't have to bear our name. Go, in fact, that you are going to bear our name is evidence that you have not caught the message. Yes. Praise the Lord. If you've caught the message, you will not be a Bride Assembly Church. Uh-huh. So you think that it is by the name they will know you. It's not by the name you bear we will know you. It is by your doctrines we shall know. Yes, now. Because there are some people that may be a Bride Assembly Church, but the true name for that church may be Mammoth Work Church. Man must work. You stay for that church, Bride Assembly, hungry will finish you. They can't wait and they teach for there. But, let the women not wear trousers, don't wear earring. Those ABC doctrines that will make them look like us. The rest, I beg, man must work. Praise the Lord. When you come here, we are speaking to somebody that is sitting in his room somewhere in some remote part of this country now, hearing us. And many of them are getting converted. Many, we hear testimonies. They call us. They write us. Testimonies. People are getting converted. Listening to us. We are not changing you to make you our church member. We want you to understand salvation and have a relationship with God. Moreover, this ministry is raised up to deliver the children of God out of error. Open your eyes of understanding to come back to original Christianity. Amen. So when we speak, we know we are talking to the whole world. And God gave us a platform for the whole world to hear us. Amen. All over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we receive calls every day. Now, our church, we have discovered they baptized wrongly. Can you show me where we can be baptized? Somebody said they want to, somebody called from Abuja. Want to know where you can go and get correct baptism in Abuja? Another person from Kogi. And then, of course, those from Europe and other places. What? They had us. They caught the revelation. They suddenly discover the need to make their calling and election sure. The child of God, hallelujah, is one that has come under the covenant that God has with mankind. He, outside of that covenant, he doesn't know you. That's why, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why they hate Christians, because we are the only ones that can boast and have evidence to show. Praise God. I was listening to TB Joshua. He made a statement. He traveled somewhere outside the country and he was talking to ministers. And he made a statement. He said that the ministers of God have made Jesus Christ unpopular. It's true now. Hallelujah. Do you know that after Pentecost, they had to gather the disciples, and they warned them not to preach in that name again. They were busy advertising that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. A man that was born from the womb, crippled, sitting down by the gate, beautiful. Peter and John passed. They heal him. There was confusion around the temple. And they were, what is happening? He said, that man you killed, this healing, this deliverance took place by his name. He said, it is faith in his name that has produced this. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, it is faith in his name that has produced this. Then you say you are a Christian with the same power. He says, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have. What do you have? I have Jesus in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But witches and wizards are chasing you every day. There are some of you that prophecy will come and say you should pack out of that house. What did happen? He said, that house, everywhere is darkness. Your right here, witches. Your left here, witches. This one, in fact, everything where you enter. You know, I have never believed it. I have never believed that me, I will run away from an occultic presence. Me. A Christian. I have never believed it. Me. They say, hey, that the juju they are no go, and the thing belong to me. I am not going to look for trouble there. Because thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But saying I'm alright, I pay house rent. I stay for this house. They say they bury something for this house. Where they walk. The day I pack in there, that thing will pack out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You cannot curse whom God has blessed. Then why are you in that house? You move in there blessed. But after some time, everything you move in there perish. Something is wrong. Amen. Well, but today there shall be restoration. Dry bones shall rise again. Whatever it is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He cannot give the children's meat to dogs. Then the woman said, but the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the children's table. Then I now know anybody that is not converted, anybody that is not under the covenant, you pray in the name of Jesus and you receive testimony, it is the crumbs from the children's table. It's not the mercy of God you are enjoying. And you will always wait for that crumbs. If the crumbs no fall for bride, you will run to Ikotu. If the thing no fall for that side, you go Oregu. If you did not reach that side, you will go worry.
Why?
Because there is no anchor. There's no anchor. But the child of God has an anchor. That songwriter says, I'm anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or rain. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. I'm anchored. And when a ship is anchored, no matter what, let the breeze, the wave, knock, knock, it go, knock, 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 it will come back to position. Because he is anchored. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is only a tree that has no tap root that a breeze will blow it and it will fall down. But when you have tap root, that breeze only make the ground to open for the root to go deeper. So trials and temptations strengthen a Christian. The same trial that will root you in Christ is the same trial that will blow away from small, small other trees. But revelation brings that to pass. Praise the Lord. That is why man separated from God because of sin in the Garden of Eden. That is the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. If you are not under that blood, you are not under the covenant. Your sin is still upon you. And as long as your sin is upon you, it's a spiritual law. Satan has power over you. If you like, bath yourself with anointing oil every day. If you like, whatever it is, do it every day. Call blood of Jesus every day. We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. That is where our victory is. It's in the blood. And you may think that you are under the blood out of ignorance. You don't know you are not under the blood. That is why, before we conduct deliverance, so that you don't continue to come to us for the same problem, see how people have capitalized on the ignorance of the children of God. Ha! When I see like this, I go, ah! For Ikotu, they sell water. 5,000 naira. Small bottle. The cost of production of that bottle, I am sure, that bottle no reach 20 naira. The water anchor, how much? Everything in that bottle, no matter what, if you want to make 100% profit, it should not be up to even 100 naira. But it is sold to ignorant people. Amen. Ignorant people. 5,000 naira. Ha! That is spiritual corruption. It's corruption. Freely we receive. Freely we give. Let them hear it and repent. Repent. Directly or indirectly, stop commercializing the anointing. The anointing is, you did not buy it. Why are you selling it? How much did it cost you to buy it? If it is something that can be purchased, are you the richest man? So many other people will have gone to buy it. But it is written, it is not he that will it, nor he that run it. It is a call from God. Hey, listen. Every man shall give account of himself. That scripture is there waiting for every one of us. Continue doing what you are doing. God, for his hand, is looking at you with what you are doing with the anointing. But one day, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We will all give account of what we did in the ministry. Some sell handkerchiefs. 100 naira handkerchief, 1,000 naira. Yes. Some. Now, at Ikotu, they sell water in Wari. There's one there. Their own there is the same package like the way they pack. I'm sure that the same company they produce the bottle for them. The same thing he own, now oil he put inside. Something messy oil. Oil. And people are rushing it. Rushing it. Oh! My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next thing you will hear ignorant people say, but if they walk, oh, if they walk, oh, if they walk, oh, or not to you, it is not the water or the oil, it is your faith. It is your faith. Me, it will never work for me. Because when I pick it like this, I am looking at 419. And it can never work for any revelated bride of Christ. Because we will not have faith to receive like that. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what revelation does. Instead of out of that ignorance, we go to funny, funny places and we collect something, rub here, drink here, eat here. Then you say you go look for solution to your matter, you go and end up packing more problems. If they walk, oh, if they walk, oh, if they walk. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to be free from that sin that took place in the Garden of Eden, that is the doctrine for justification. That the devil will not have power over you anymore. For the cross on Calvary, the power that was released from there, broke his power. When Jesus Christ shouted, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost. And you have to come under that blood. And that is water baptism. And if the devil has succeeded in downplaying that doctrine. So some of you are in one church or the other. For how long you have still not been baptized and yet you claim to be a Christian? Let me announce to you according to the scripture. Can you hear me? God does not know you. It's only your pastor that knows you because you pay your tithe. And you are a worker in his church. You are a choir member. You are usher. You are elder. All appointments given to you by the man of God. But according to the scripture, your sin that separated the sin that separated man from God, from the Garden of Eden, it has only been taken care of on the cross of Calvary. If you are not under that blood, you are still separated from God. Catch the impact of that so that you know why we say this thing passionately in this ministry. That you claim to be a Christian, meanwhile God doesn't know you. Because he does not see you. The sin separated you. Hallelujah. The sin separated you. And now, inside of you, you want to serve God. Inside of you, you see the desire to serve God. Sincerely, you want to serve God. And then sincerely, you give your life to Christ. But I say something here. There is a difference between you giving your life to Christ and then Christ receiving you. And some people have given their life to Christ, but Christ has not received you. How do I know? We judge you by the scriptures. We use it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We score you from the scripture. One time, Apostle Paul saw a group of people coming. Acts chapter 19. They are believers. Everything around them showed that they are believers. Then he said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" It was then they said they don't even know what they call Holy Ghost. Then he asked them, unto what then were you baptized? The foundation. That is the foundation. How can you say you don't know Holy Ghost? And they may not, amen, you may not say it by mouth because everybody has had the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. But do you know Holy Ghost? Do you know Him? Praise the Lord. How do I know you don't know Him? By the life you live. If a man be in Christ, and you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's a new creature. All things are passed away. But I'm still seeing all your own nature manifesting now. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Sister, you're a believer. You see the weird trouser. Hi, Asra. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? It doesn't matter. What's wrong with you? You never receive it. You never receive it. All those that receive the Holy Ghost, they will never wear trousers. The Holy Ghost in them will never allow them to go the way of the world. The spirit that is in you, the Bible says, lusted to envy. Who lets share his attention with the world? Well, I want to give some people opportunity to make themselves free from the enemy. So that you can have authority. You can conduct deliverance for yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong about you going to anybody, you know, you see a gift of God anywhere to go. But you won't go the way some people go where they see. You only be joining your faith with my faith. Amen. Only be joining my faith with your faith. Not come and submit yourself to me. Or like some of you do, you pay people to go and pray for you in the mountain. While you are busy chopping shoe and the rest, that they are fasting for you on the mountain. What happened? I gave them up to 100,000 naira now. So, they, you know, with 100,000, they should pray well. And I promise them, if that container come, I clear them. I don't promise them. I'll give every one of them one car. Ha! Come and see, so that they will enter spirit where. You know that's not Christianity. That's Babalawo. It's Babalawo. Praise the Lord. A true Christian does not speak his vow out like that. On a personal issue, he's dealing with God. You only go say, ah! If God answers my prayer, where I give this one, where he pray for me, I will do this for him. The person will not even know. And the person is not going to pray for you because he's expecting something from you. It is brotherly love. But the whole gospel has been turned upside down. Until people will not pray for you unless you promise them. Or you induce them with something. That's what Christianity has done. But may such spirit leave the church of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. You see, God has decided to use this church to make a statement. People don't understand. Hallelujah.